about to get into Joe's Need to Know News. After that, it's going to be Song of the Day. It's a Thursday, so it's going to be a throwback Thursday. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Nearly 15,000 cases of the coronavirus were reported in one Chinese province on Thursday. That's a jump officials in the country said was linked to how they're diagnosing new cases. In addition to the new cases, 242 new deaths were also reported in a province, which I'm not even going to try to say, in China on Thursday. Speaking of the coronavirus, this video will be up at joemckenzie.com for you to judge for yourself. But two pranksters thought it would be funny to pretend to have contamination container, and they were dressed up as hazmat stuff, and they got in a New York subway with the coronavirus, and it was actually just Kool-Aid that was colored. They wore hazmat suits, they were holding a container, and they ended up like accidentally having it. Chops is laughing. I'm sorry. I would freak out. You think this is funny? Come on.
He does. I do not think that's funny.
No. Go ahead. Talk on the microphone. Quit being afraid.
Dude, the flu kills more people than the coronavirus. What if these guys went around with the jar that said the flu? Do you think anyone would care? No. Yes, it's funny.
I would have laughed maybe if they would have had Corona pour out everywhere. Maybe. But it's just, imagine though, when you see somebody in a hazmat suit and all this stuff, like people, like, is it terrorism? What is it? I don't like to be scared, except for like Halloween.
Plus, we've heard the rumblings that China is telling us that it's like not the epidemic that it is.
Oh, they're lying. China lies about everything.
Well, that's a broad statement, but I'm just saying that they
do. They're dictators.
This is a bigger epidemic than we think, so I think it's scary. What was when people were sending that white powder everywhere and people were freaking
cocaine?
Out? Cocaine? Oh, reminds me when then people were joking about it and sending it to people, and that was a big deal.
Yeah, you try to send Mackenzie one joke letter in the mail.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Then you get arrested.
Story of how I met Joe.
Yeah, it was in court. Really fun. Okay, now this is somewhere where I would hate to meet you, Mackenzie, and have this disagreement. On an air flight, an American Airlines passenger has divided social media up after video shaming a fellow guy who punched and pushed her seat when she reclined it. Can you or can you not, on a plane, recline your seat into somebody else's area? Yes
you
or no?
Can, but it is rude.
So the answer is no.
It's
don't be a turd.
Yeah,
there's not enough room, unfortunately, to recline.
It's just like you, when you crash into someone's knees when you go back, that's just not very thoughtful.
Well, it reclines. What do you want to do? So like this video, I'll also put up at Joe's joeandmackenzie.com. He's pushing and he's pushing and he's just like, he's not punching, but he's like, he's just tapping.
Yeah.
Just to be annoying. And I can't believe she sits there with her phone and holds it for like a minute. I would have lost my stuff. But she's just like, so I think she's wrong. As a matter of fact, they actually came by and gave the man some free drinks, I guess the airline like people did. So they probably felt bad for him because he was like, he had no room at all. Mm-hmm. I would have lost my stuff.
It's insane how small the seats are. If I always upgrade to premium seating at least. And that's like a normal seat, I feel like, should be.
Oh, yes. I've been in first class one time for like a 20-minute flight, the greatest flight of my life.
Right?
And
that's
it was,
not what you want to do, not a 20. You want to do first class for like a
five-hour
flight.
They upgraded me and Lindsay.
Oh,
you
nice.
Think I'm going to spend the money? Please, I'm too cheap. No, but they upgraded me. I'm like, oh my, what? This is comfortable.
Cocktails and it's the life.
Yeah, not even the drinks included. It was amazing. So yeah, you're right. They're little sardine cans that they stuff us into. McDonald's, this could be the greatest news ever besides they got those new little chicken biscuits. McDonald's ice cream machines are pretty notorious for breaking down at the most inconvenient time. Like when you really want an ice cream cone, I feel it's like, oh, well, we're repairing our machine. I'm like, no. That may no longer be a problem. Some McDonald's franchises are teaming up with a software company called Kitch, which has developed a technology that can detect and correct little malfunctions within the machine. It will attach to the current machine and ensure that the automated cleaning cycle is scheduled properly. It can also correct issues caused by human error, such as over or underfilling the machine.
Wow.
Guys, this should have been ahead of coronavirus as far as priority of news stories today. This is big.
It's interesting the timing of it all. Because usually, you know, during the summer, but I guess
we're getting ready for
gearing
it.
Up for it.
About to have a hot boy summer. Me and my vanilla ice cream cone. And today, special day. I know Mackenzie's celebrating Galentine's Day.
Yes. I'm taking my little girl. We're having a fancy dinner tonight. We're going to get all dolled up. I'm excited.
Get a different name day. I don't mind my name Joe. It's not that bad, but I know some people
it's
probably
legit
only say.
It's legit the get another name day today.
Yep. Get a different name day.
What would you pick?
I like it. I might go with like...
Do something exotic, because Joe's very...
As a kid, I thought it was funny. My dad had a neighbor. His name was Rick.
Yeah, something exotic like Rick.
Very exotic, Rick.
No, but like...
so much different than
where
Joe.
Where are you from?
His name was Richard, but they'd call him another name. which you can say.
That's, you want that to be your name?
I think it's funny.
We call you that all the time.
Yeah,
so.
Honey.
Oh, thanks. Okay. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joemckenzie.com. Song of the Day, it's coming up next, and it's all about those throwback artists. It's a Throwback Thursday here on Radio Now.